This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And we'll start in India, where 600 million people lost power this morning. It is the second major blackout there in just 2 days. The BBC's Rahul Tandon joins us from Calcutta. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's not a good evening for thousands and millions of people here in India.
Well, what's the latest there? Is the power coming back on?
Very, very slowly in some parts of India. But we're still talking about hundreds of millions of people who do not have electricity across what is supposed to be one of the world's rising economic superpowers.
Well, yeah, from the outside, this looks like a fast-growing economy whose infrastructure really just can't keep up with the growth. Is that what people are thinking within India?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. We talk a lot about India's emerging middle class. Well, they consume far more electricity than India did do in the past, using air conditioners, with the heat rising as well, with industry also demanding more power. It seems that the networks are just not being able to cope. Yesterday, the northern grid went down. To make matters even worse today, the eastern grid has gone in India as well, adding probably another 100, 150 million people without power. So 50% of the country don't have power. They're trying to get it back. But the question many Indians are asking is, if this is happening today, will it happen tomorrow and the day after as well?
Well, that's exactly the question I had. I mean, what is going to be done to make sure that you don't have another blackout tomorrow?
Investigations have begun, but one has to say, if there's going to be such a drain on the electricity, until India can find ways of increasing its power, there's always going to be the likelihood that this is going to continue. And of course, for outside investors who look at brick economies, maybe they'll be looking at those other letters rather than India now when they see the chaos that has engulfed this country over the last 48 hours.
Rahul Tandon of the BBC joining us from Calcutta. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed.